This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business. The business of planet Earth is small business. And I welcome the small business columnists for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as for our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jean Marks, who is in the United Kingdom, is in London visiting friends and family and observing small business in the United Kingdom. This is a contrast that helps understand the advantages and question marks about doing small business in a recovery from the pandemic, in a worldwide anticipation of China opening, reopening, maybe not, and at the same time, inflation. Jean, a very good day to you in London. I learned from your presentation that a small business in London has regulatory hurdles, bars to get over, windows to get through, that seem overwhelmingly not usual for American small business. Your column starts and ends with the fact that the small businesses of the United Kingdom have experienced sharp declines in revenues over these last months and years. Is that the pandemic, Jean? Is that inflation? Can we say what the cause is? Good day to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, it's a combination of a number of things. And you know that old saying, like, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. Starting to think after spending the last 3 weeks in London that if you can make it in the United Kingdom, you can make it anywhere as a small business. Because the challenges here, John, are quite significant. And again, I've had a few weeks to observe this and talk to people about this, both business people and people in my personal life. And the economy here in London is really tough for business owners. You have an inflation rate of 10.5%. You have high interest rates. You have a slowdown in sales that was reported and in GDP. And you've got poll after poll showing that consumers are holding back. When I walk the streets of West Hampstead, where I'm staying, which is in the northwest part of London, first of all, all the shops and restaurants are open. It looks as if the pandemic didn't happen, but they're mostly empty. Even on a Friday night or a Saturday night, they're not as busy as I remember it being. And everybody's offering discounts. The retailers are offering deals. Right now, we're in January, and every restaurant has got the billboards out in front of it offering 50% off of main platters and deep discounts on for drinks and for food, begging for customers to come in. And I realize why customers are holding back. It is a slow economy. There is and you've got high inflation. Now on the other side, these same businesses are dealing with all sorts of struggles on the cost side. Wages are increasing, so that's a struggle. They can't increase prices because of slowing demand as much as they would like to. And energy costs are a big factor here as well, John. I talked to a few of my friends. They saw their energy bills, both in their businesses and their homes, go up 50% year over year. And that's what they are struggling with. And I don't even want to get into the challenges they're having with Brexit, with companies that like to do a lot of business with their European suppliers and customers are having all sorts of difficulties doing that. So you've got all those things currently that's going on when you're running a business in the UK. And then, if you're an American business owner, you really have to step back and appreciate the level of regulations that we don't have to deal with. If you're running a small business in the UK, most businesses here, they're required to give their employees about 5 weeks of vacation. They're required to give paid time off for family leave and things like pregnancy and births, as well as unpaid off as well. They are required to provide compensation contributions to their employees' retirement plans. I mean, required to make contributions to them. It's not a voluntary thing. And then, of course, there's health insurance. I know we've got our own health insurance costs here, but we do have the option of not providing health insurance if we choose not to. Many small businesses choose not to in America, but in England, that's not an option. Not only does it have to be provided through the National Health, but employers are required to make contributions to their employees' health insurance. So, when you look at the combination of the economy that we're in right now, and then you look at all these different types of regulations that a lot of these UK businesses are dealing with, it is hard to believe that this country's economy is like still one of the top 10 economies in the world, even though their population is, like 80th in the world. It's pretty impressive. I mean, I've got to give a hats off to the business owners in the United Kingdom that are running their businesses, and they're able to navigate these types of issues as well as these types of regulations that they're dealing with. It's pretty impressive.
I told Jean that I was thinking of using pieces of the skit called the Dead Parrot Skit or the Pet Shop Skit from Monty Python to illustrate small business in the United Kingdom that I understood in the 20th century. But Gene and I have both agreed that any reference to any line in that skit would break us down to the point we can't continue our reporting. So I merely recommend for anybody who needs a compulsive laughter from merely dialogue, you don't have to watch it on YouTube, you just have to read the dialogue. The Dead Parrot skit is of a Norwegian blue, will end your sobriety completely. We move on to the sober facts of the United States and the macro reporting that's coming in. There is a contradiction, or not, because what we're getting is uniform predictions of a recession. And at the same time, we have weekly unemployment claims decreasing, and we have employers still looking for employees, though we have the contrary headline in the Wall Street Journal that the layoffs are spreading from high tech to other parts of the economy. Gene, this formula doesn't work. What do you recognize about these numbers? Is it important that the unemployment claims have decreased, or is it important that the recession is not here yet? It's somewhere in the future. Please help me.
Well, we've talked about this, about how you can't just make this global statement about the U.S. as to whether or not it's in a recession. Gross domestic product nationally, increased 2.9% on an annualized basis last quarter. And that's really great. It's not, Chinese 7 or 8% that we were seeing a few years ago, but, it's still a respectable growth. When you dig down into that number, you see that there are certain areas of the economy that are doing better than others. Travel and hospitality are recovering nicely from the pandemic. Retail and restaurants are holding their own. New construction in particular are having their challenges because the housing market is so slow. And then, of course, like you mentioned, is technology. The technology industry is really having its problems because there was a lot of free and easy money for the past more than a decade. And because of higher interest rates, that free and easy money has become not so free and easy. So a lot of these startup companies and young technology companies that have been running massive losses are now turning around and starting to lay, people off. What I think we're going to see, John, over the next few months is while the economists and the media talk about recession, whether or not it actually happens or not in 2023, and that still remains to be seen, I think a lot of the executives at companies are going to take the opportunity to hide for cover under that recessionary yell and cut the fat. And we're starting to see that now, because companies like Microsoft and Google and Facebook and Goldman Sachs and others that have been announcing layoffs over the past few weeks, these are companies that, and admittedly in some cases, overhired over the past couple of years. Salesforce did the same thing. Salesforce.com, a lot of these companies are saying that, we were a little bit too aggressive. Plus, with all of the work from home that's been done, with all of the, the employees clamoring, the quiet quitters and all of those employees that have been, yelling and screaming, but, demanding sort of, more better working conditions or more favorable to them and time off. I think a lot of employers have been looking at those employees and they've been waiting for the opportunity to, like I said earlier, cut the fat. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that over the next few months. I don't think that's an indication of bad economic times. I think it's an indication of employers in this country getting their books in order and using the potential recession as an excuse for doing so. It's an opportunity for small companies because some of those employees that get laid off, good people, hopefully will be snapped up by small businesses, because most of the clients I'm dealing with, John, they're still working away. They're still looking for people, and this will be a good opportunity to find some talent.
I did read an observation several weeks past, maybe Financial Times, maybe Bloomberg, that there's a trick here that you have to be careful of, which is the layoffs, the top line number, 8,000 laid off, 6,000 worldwide. And you take that number and you reduce it from the overall workforce of the tech giant. It still shows that they've done a lot of hiring. In other words, yes, they've not laid off people that they hired for the pandemic entirely. They've laid off a portion of it, or a portion of it is seeking employment later. So that's a puzzle too, Gene, because these are not minimum wage jobs. These are highly paid people with elaborate educations and extremely desirable from many points of view.
And that's exactly to my point, John, is that, you know, here you have companies like Microsoft that are laying people off. But at the same time, Microsoft, if you go out and look at it, they're still looking for good people. So what that means is that they're laying off the non-performers is what they're doing. And they're using this, you know, economic situation to get away with doing it, not get bad press. And let's not forget, back in 2009 and 2010, when companies were laying off tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of workers, if you look at their income, and I just recently wrote about this, you look at their income in the years after that, their earnings continued to go up.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, why were these companies, how were they so profitable and growing after they got rid of all of these people? Well, because these people were really not contributing much to their profits. Companies do that when there's a downturn in an economy, because it's a good cover story for why you're laying people off.
Small business in America. Gene Marks is the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, the UK edition, where Gene is pleased to be resting his feet for a few moments. And yes, the US edition for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's a small business. The Business of America, small business. And we're turning to two or three pieces of legislation that are profound in this next year for small businesses. And generally, I would say this is going to be positive information. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.